Okay, Mark chapter 10 in your Bibles tonight, verse number 13. And I'm going to speak to you on a theme tonight, never grow old. Amen? Never grow old. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. When Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. And said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me. Forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a what? Little child. He shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them and blessed them. Receiving the kingdom of God as a little child. Suffer the little children. Allow the little children to come unto me. Don't forbid them not. So let's take a look at this tonight and ask the Lord's blessing. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of being in church tonight. And I pray that your will would be accomplished as we continue in the meeting. We pray for understanding of these principles, Lord, that you've given us tonight. And we thank you for the Bible, and we pray that the Holy Spirit would help us tonight. We ask that we would be emptied of ourselves as listeners and speaker alike and be filled with your Spirit, and that you would accomplish much in these few minutes. In Jesus' name, amen. If you remember 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it is the love chapter, the charity chapter. And partway through that chapter, toward the end of the chapter, verse number 11, Paul says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, and I understood as a child, and I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And we all know that as we grow in numbers, you know, when we're a baby and we get one, two, you know, number, that kind of growth, physical growth, we do mature, and we, you know, we get taller and stronger and faster, but eventually those numbers do tend to affect our speed and our agility and all of that. I was at the youth camp yesterday for a while, and we were having some races, and of course, you know, Pastor, I want to race you, and I want you to be in it, and you know, and it was all right. We had a good time. We won't go into all of that, but anyway. But then, you know, after the service, I won't divulge the information. Those of you that were there, you'll have to keep it to yourself too. But one of the men literally got—I don't know how high that tree was there on the property. It was a big tree, and one of the men after the service, he scurried up that tree like he was 9, 10 years old, and he's not 9 or 10 years old. At least I don't think he is. But anyway. I looked up, and at first I was about to say, who's in the tree? For one, I thought it was one of the teenagers, and I'm thinking, we got to get whoever it is down because our liability probably wouldn't cover that. But then I'm looking a little closer, I'm thinking, that's a little bigger than a teenager, and sure enough, it was an adult up there climbing in the tree. And that wasn't the reason why I'm speaking, you know, never grow old, but it sure did give something to talk about by way of introduction. You know, when you think about your childhood years, a lot of things might come to mind, like maybe when you learned how to ride a bike, and maybe you remember that, and your dad took you up on that hill, and he said, okay, just go, right? Did your dad do that? I hope not, anyway. Or maybe you had a tricycle, maybe you had a favorite wagon, or I don't know. Think about childhood, and a lot of different things like that come to mind. Maybe you had a favorite toy, a favorite blanket. You know, I see a few kids blinging their favorite blankie. Hey, tell you what, here's the secret. I had a blankie. And you know what? I think my mom still has it. You're pointing. Okay, I won't tell you you're pointing. But anyway, I think she still has a chunk of that, Brother Barry. That blanket would be really, really old and fragile by now. But I actually can remember. I still have a memory of it. I actually carried it for probably longer than I should have. Being the oldest child and the only child until 5, I was spoiled. Let me tell you, S-P-O-I-L-E-D, spoiled. And my mother had a miscarriage, unfortunately, full-term miscarriage when I was 4 years old. My sister was with the Lord. But so because of that, I was the only child there for quite a while. But anyway, you can remember things about your childhood, a favorite toy and so forth. I liked to play with Lincoln Logs when I was a child. Anybody else play with Lincoln Logs? Does anybody know what a Lincoln Log is? Abe Lincoln, he's founded those. Okay, only a few Lincoln Log people here. How about Tinker Toys? How many knows what a Tinker Toy? It's the same people that know who Lincoln Logs are. Okay, anyway, we'll have to introduce you to these famous toys, Tinker Toys. How about checkers? That's not just for kids, though, is it? Okay, adults can play checkers. But hopefully, by now, I'm not always playing. It's okay to play with toys, by the way, as an adult. I love playing with toys. But some things of my childhood I've ceased to do, like Paul said, right? When I became a man, I put away childish things. But I'm going to kind of take that and really talk about some things that we don't want to grow old. We don't want to get over. In fact, we want to stay childlike. Childlike. And, you know, I've talked to people, not as many in recent months, but I've talked to people who said stuff like this. I went to church when I was a kid, but I don't go anymore. Every once in a while, we'd meet people at the doors when we were out knocking. And it always seemed to be United Church people. I don't know why. But they would say, yep, went to Sunday school in the United Church. I don't go anymore, though. This is, you know, maybe somebody in their 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm not plugging the United Church by any stretch of the imagination, but they years ago, they did a good job in the Sunday school, it would appear, anyway. So I've met many people like that, actually, from the United Church, going and no longer going. And so, let me give you three thoughts tonight about never growing old. Number one, may God help us, number one, to remain as a child in our faith. In our faith. Our text says in Mark's Gospel chapter 10, but when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever, verily, verily, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child. It's childlike faith. Think about Luke 18:17. It's more or less the same verse, only in Luke's perspective. Obviously, the same Holy Spirit told Luke what to write, but it says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. When we think about children tonight, we have many children here tonight, and I praise the Lord for Anchor Baptist Church and for all through the years, but currently, right now, I was just looking at our Patch Club roll. Right now on our Patch Club roll, that we have, let's see, we have 22 kids on the roll. And that's not all the kids of the church. That's not some of the peanuts that are really peanuts that aren't on the list because they're too young. That's not a few that haven't been a part of it yet. And by the way, if you're from Anchor Baptist Church and you have a child that's between the ages of 4 and grade 6, we have room for them to be a part of Patch Club. Please let me know. But just over 20 in Patch Club. And then we had at the teen camp, 13 youth at the teen camp between the 2 days? Something like that. Yep, 13. And that wasn't all of the youth. That was most, but that wasn't all. You think about that, that's close to 35 kids between the ages of 4 and 17. Praise the Lord for that. That's a wonderful opportunity that we have to invest in the next generation. And let's pray about that. But what is it about children? One thing about children is they simply trust. The older we get, right? Isn't it something? The older we get, the harder it is for us to trust. The younger we are, the easier it is to trust. That's why I'm saying tonight that I want to be always as a child in my faith toward my Heavenly Father. Now, kids do ask questions. When are we going to get there? You know, are we there yet? You know, and when is this going to end? You know, things like that. Sometimes kids ask why. Anybody ever ask why? Any of your children ever ask why? Why? You know, it's not wrong to ask why. By the way, it's not wrong to ask why. In fact, a child typically believes whatever they are told. That's why it's very careful. We need to be very careful. And I joke around sometimes, and I have to be careful about this because, especially as the pastor, and I'm not lifting myself up, but I'm saying the title, that, you know, I like to joke around with kids. I like to pull their leg a little bit. Now, that's not literal, okay? Don't run over and pull their leg. I got to be careful. I got to explain that now. But anyway, I like to tease. But sometimes when you tease and you're really not telling the truth, it's kind of like you're telling a lie, right? Because you're joking, but... And they're like, really? And I say, no. That really didn't happen. But see, they trust. That's childlike faith. Now, we need to teach our children to be able to discern and to be able to have... But the idea is, you've heard this, you know, hey, so-and-so, jump and daddy will catch you. I never did that to Caleb when he was 18 years old. For one, he probably thought, no, you can't catch me now. Forget that. He would know better. But I don't know if he had done it or not. Probably not. But when he was a boy, I remember doing it. And you know what he did? He jumped. Because why? He trusts me. Childlike faith. We must remain as a child in our faith. A child will ask why because he believes that the person he is asking will give them the answer. Jesus asked why. Remember? Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God tells us to do this or to do that, and we'll get into that part in a minute. So, childlike faith. We're talking about being strong in faith in 2021. Well, the best kind of faith is childlike faith. So let's remain as a child in our faith. Number two. Let's remain as a child. Now, don't laugh, okay? Let's remain as a child in our obedience. In our obedience. Jesus was very adamant in Mark's gospel, so much so that the Bible says that he was displeased. He wasn't just displeased, he was much displeased. Because he knew that if he got the children near him and around him, that they would believe him, and not only they would believe him, they would obey him. You know how much easier it is to train a child to obey, and again, adults, I'm speaking of you and me right now, than to train a child to obey than it is to train an adult to obey. I'm not saying that to be unkind because I'm an adult. It's far easier to train a child up in the way that they should go. It's far easier. But the point is, it doesn't matter if you are 8 or 48, we can have a childlike obedience. That when God says something in His Word to me, I don't have to understand all the philosophical reasons behind it. When God says, this is the way you're supposed to live my life, and this is the way I'm supposed to live my life, this is the way I'm supposed to be a husband, as a father, as a friend, whatever it may be, then I'm just, you know, yes, sir, I'm in the Lord's army. Children, yes, they must be taught to obey. But I would say that adults, we need to learn to obey the Lord as children obey. You know, when I'm talking about a young, impressionable child, what do they need? They need a loving look and they need a gentle touch in order to feel secure. That's what I need to provide for my children. That's what God provides for me. God is looking on us tonight with compassion, and God is looking on us tonight with great love, and God wraps His arms around me. And, I don't have to, think about this, a child doesn't require, let me just read exactly what I wrote. A child does not require a complete intellectual understanding of whatever is being discussed or proposed. They just obey. Yes, sometimes they disobey, but I'm just saying, childlike obedience. Trust leads a child to believe. Belief leads a child to obey. How much do you trust God? How much do I trust God? That's the key, isn't it? If I trust God, I believe God. If I believe God is going to be and do whatever He says, I'm going to obey. If I believe that God is going to take care of me, then whatever God tells me to do, I'm just going to do it. Remember little Samuel? When God spoke to him, finally Eli said, "Just say, 'Here am I.'" God spoke to little Samuel. Remember Josiah? Josiah was a young lad who obeyed the call of God. Very young. What about Jonah? He wasn't so young, was he? And God said, and he said, "Thanks, but no thanks." We've been learning about Jonah in Brother Paulie's podcast. If you're not on that podcast and you know how to do those, it's enjoying the journey. Enjoying the journey. And he did Revelation a while back. You can go back and find these, right? I think is how it works. But right now, he's just about ready to finish the book of Jonah, and you need to go listen to the book of Jonah. And it's 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes. It's basically brushing my teeth and shaving. That's about the length of brushing my teeth and shaving and getting this somewhat ready to go out into the world. And I just put my phone on the little thing there and listen to Brother Paulie. But Jonah said, "I've heard about those Ninevites. I think I'm going to go the opposite direction." Look what it took to get Jonah back on course. Anyway, the text that we looked at tonight, there was a little group of children that were flocking to the Savior. Let's look at it quickly, all right? Again, all right? We're talking about remaining as a child. Don't get old in your faith. Then jump, I'll catch you. Okay. You can look at your life tonight. I can tell you this right now. Those of you that are here and joining us online, there are definitely moments in your life where you stepped out by faith. And guess what? God was right there. So when He says to do it again, just go. Because guess what? He'll never fail you. In 20 years of being a pastor, being in the ministry for about 25 years, to God's glory, there's been many times when I was kind of hesitant about. But every time we just stepped out, God was right there. As a child would just jump. Childlike in our faith, childlike in our obedience. Mark 10. They brought young children to Him that He should touch them. And His disciples rebuked those that brought them. How many children were there? We don't know. It doesn't say. When Jesus saw it, He was much displeased and said unto them, "Suffer the little children." It means to allow them to come unto Me. Let them flock around Me, if you will. Let me encourage you that are children tonight, teenagers and under in age, get as close as you can to Jesus right now. Get as close as you can to the Lord right now. Get in your Bible every day. And I was so encouraged. I asked one of our teenagers at camp, I won't say who because again, the head will get so big they won't be able to get out the door at their house someday. I said, "What are you doing in the summertime?" And this teenager said, and I said, what do you do during the day? And this is what the teenager said. "I read my Bible." That's the first thing this individual said. I said, "That's really good." And praise the Lord for that. That's what we need as adults. The first thing that would come out of our mouth, wouldn't that be something that would come out of our mouth, will be something of the Lord. Whether it's reading the Bible or something, that doesn't, I'm not saying it has to be the exact same thing, but flocking to Him, here's this group of children that are flocking to Him. And I trust tonight that we as adults would have the same mentality as a child would flock around someone who's giving out free ice cream cones. Or someone who's giving out candy. Or someone who's, someone that would bring a group of children around in a very innocent way, in a very natural way, though, that we would be that way to God. And it's not for an ice cream cone, and it's not for candy, but it's just to be close to Him. Wanting to hear what He has for us. Wanting to have greater faith. Wanting to obey Him with our lives in a greater way. May we do the same thing. May we flock to the Lord Jesus Christ with childlike trust and purity. So remain as children. Don't grow old in your faith. Don't grow old in your obedience. It's true, as a child grows a little bit older, right? As a child grows a little bit older, sometimes the obedience level is challenged from when they were younger. It can happen. It doesn't, it just, you know, it's some of it is natural, and you just gotta work through it. Number three, one more. May God help us to not grow old and remain as a child in our desires. What do you desire? What do I desire? You know what Peter said babies desire? Milk. Let's look at it quickly. Probably know it by heart. 1 Peter 2:2. 1 Peter 2:2. Never grow old. It's in our hymn book. Never grow old. Number 80, I think. Or something 80. Maybe we'll sing it when we're done. Seems fitting. Amen? But remain as a child in our desires. Look at 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes. Circle that word desire. Desire, desire, desire. So many times, the further we get into life and we start getting a job and we start getting a little bit of money and we may get a car, we may get a place to live and we may get this. None of these things are wrong in and of themselves, but our desires can sometimes begin to change. I remember as a child, it was so simple the things I desired compared to now, if I'm not careful, right? A 25-cent pack of baseball cards. I just wanted the bubble gum inside there, Brother Barry. Yeah. No more bubble gum. Oh, man, that's terrible. Now I actually kept the cards. I did not put them in my spokes of my tires. I cared for those things, and I put those things in boxes, and I have them in my house. You want to come see my cards sometime, Brother Barry? I'm glad to show them to you. My uncle gave me a whole set, his family, when his family, some members, passed away. He gave them to me, and that's what started. I was a young boy. Just simple things. Desires. To go swimming. I mean, think about it. Oh, sorry about that. That's a sore subject right now. Sorry, Matthew. I didn't mean to bring up swimming. Now, well, I don't know. Fill up a trash can and you can jump in it and just get it in with the water. You know how simple that is? Simple desires. May that be the way we live our life. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. These newborns that Peter is writing about in the sense of an actual baby are just born children, and they are empty of all other food. They desire milk because they don't have anything else available. Has anybody ever heard this? Do not eat that right now or you will spoil your supper. Yeah, don't eat that. Supper's on in 30 minutes. Don't eat that. You've heard that before. You know, sometimes we can fill our life up with so many things that are not as important as what would be important. I was going to use the word non-essential, but I'm tired of hearing those words. So I might as well use it. We fill our lives up with things that don't mean as much as what's important. You know, don't eat that because I've got a meal prepared right here that's going to meet everything that you need. Oh, I just want to have that lollipop. I just want to have that ice cream bar. I just want to have that whatever. Let us have the childlike desires, in this case, the sincere milk of the word. There are many things I'm glad I outgrew. There are many things I'm glad I outgrew. However, there's one thing we should never outgrow. And that's our relationship with the Lord. As we grow older, yes, put away childish things. But hey, don't put away Christian things. Add them to your life. Add them to your life. Add them to your life. Mr. Bill Gaither wrote a song, "I could never, never outlove the Lord." You could change his words just a little bit and say, "I could never, never outgrow the Lord." Never grow old. Never grow old in your faith. Childlike faith. I know that I have complicated my life because of analyzing things too much. This doesn't fit right. That's not childlike faith. Childlike in my obedience. When we know God is clearly wanting us to do something, we don't have to understand or even see all of it at right away. Just obey. And then remaining as a child in our desires. Thank God for His Word. Never outgrow this book right here. Just keep consuming it day after day after day.